anything in your life that you've done that like a mistake that you've done that has changed you? And if so, what advice would you give someone
If
about
I
it?
have made a mistake that changed me, one of the mistakes that I regret the most is not having asked forgiveness from a friend of mine when I was about 18 years old. And I knew then, and I know now, that if I had asked for forgiveness because I offended him, that things would have changed with us because he was a really good friend. But it was my pride. It was my pride that prevented me from doing the right thing. And that I consider probably the most terrible thing that I have done in my life. Because if I did that with him, I imagine that because of pride, I would not, I have not done some things that I should have. And I think about it all the time. You know, I fix it. I ask forgiveness from this friend. But it was such a waste of life, such a waste of time. That we could have enjoyed our company and our friendship. And I didn't. I missed all of that. And that's one of the mistakes that I made that I learned from that experience. Now, I don't wait 10 minutes before I ask forgiveness because I know the consequences. There are two kinds of pride. Okay, one is destructive, like the one I had. Which is that you put the other person before you instead of you before the other person. If you put yourself before other people, you always think you're selfish. Myself, me, myself, and I. And I don't want this, and I don't want it's me. But if you put other people in front of you or before you, then you think of their well-being first rather than you. And if you are thinking of their well-being, you're going to do the right thing because, you know, you want to do well by them. And the other type of pride is the good pride in the sense that when you accomplish something, there is that sense of self-worth that increases in you and makes you see at life completely different. And you like that feeling. And you want to do more of those things because it makes you feel better and better and better. So that is the good pride. And we should always feel that because only you can appreciate what you have accomplished. Nobody else is doing the work for you. Nobody's doing whatever it is that you're doing. It's just you. And when you see the rewards of what you have done or what you have accomplished, then that's the sense of self-respect and self-worth that increases. And it's pride, but we should not be prideful, which is very different. Looking down on people, I mean, it's horrible. It's never bad to have too much education, but education is the key to get the people out of poverty. Go to school, complete the education. There are certain things that need to happen in the life of an individual. Number one, you go to school. Then in church, you go on a mission. And then you get married. If you do things out of order, it's not impossible to continue, but it's a lot harder. Never have children before getting married, and have the children only if you're married. That's one piece of advice. Go to school, finish at school, and if you can continue school with a master's degree or more, keep going. The more education you have, the more comfortable life you're going to have. And in most of the cases, you're going to have a job 9 to 5, and you will have enough time to devote to your children and to your wife the rest of the day. As opposed to someone who doesn't have a skill that has to have two jobs, that never sees the kids and never sees the wife. And that's not life for anybody. And concerning marriage, be faithful. Marry your best friend. That person, in your case, she will know you the way you are and is accepting you already the way you are and knows already what's wrong with you and what needs to be fixed. So develop deep friendships. We should all have at least one friend, at least one. The more the merrier, but real true friends. And I define a friend as a person who will tell you when you're doing something wrong, who will praise you when you're doing something right, and who will always, always be there when you need him. Okay? And appreciate that friendship, develop that friendship, nourish that friendship. And it's one of the best gifts you can acquire from another person, it's that friendship. And change when you need to change, and listen to wisdom, always. Listen to your parents.
I think that'll be it for today.
Thank you for the questions. It was a pleasure.